Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Line through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome. High above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on an absolutely gorgeous Sunday afternoon for baseball in the Roanoke Valley. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you, ready for some Salem Red Sox baseball. And Clark, the Sox are hot. Winners of 2 in a row against the Fredericksburg Nationals. We'll cut to the chase. Nathaniel Uten, the hero on back-to-back nights, walked it off with an RBI fielder's choice on Friday. And then last night, RBI chopper up over the head of the second baseman, Cooper, that drove in the walk-off run in the bottom of the ninth inning. 7-6 the final on Saturday, 6-5 the final on Friday, and the Sox have taken down the top team in the Carolina League North on back-to-back nights, and they have had the flair for the dramatics.
And now just only 3 back of first place in the Carolina League North as well. It has been a good weekend for the Salem Red Sox, having already won the series and going for the sweep today. But yeah, looking at yesterday, the Red Sox were up 3-0. The Fred Nats then get 2 to make it 3-2. And then, you know, it's the Nathaniel Uten, Andy Lugo show. Back-to-back doubles makes it 5-2. And after a Framy De Leon sacrifice fly to make it 6-2 and an unreal catch by Stanley Tucker out right, you're thinking to yourself, the Red Sox are going to cruise to this victory. I mean, we didn't say that exactly, but we kind of alluded to it. Just kind of felt like one of those games where the Red Sox were going to take advantage of their early momentum and ride that to a win. Well, to the Fred Nats' credit, top of the ninth, they put up 4 runs on Francis Hernandez as he blows the save, and a 4 spot ties the game at 6, but no problem for Salem. Bottom of the ninth, a leadoff walk to Nellie Taylor Jr. was costly, and then they throw away a pickoff attempt as he gets to third with nobody out. You strike out Marvin Alcantara, but then, again, for the second straight night, Nathaniel Uten walks up to the plate, steps in from the left side, and is the walk-off hero. And actually, virtually, it was about the same play as the previous night. A slow chopper to the right side. The only difference was this one was chopped high enough where it got over the leaping try of the second baseman, Cooper. So, scored it into right field. The Sox win the game. And what an elating first 2 wins here this weekend for Salem. And if you could win again today, goodness gracious, what an amount of momentum you built up heading into next week.
Absolutely massive. Fredericksburg coming into this series, they had won 10 of their last 12 ball games since leaving Salem Memorial Ballpark with back-to-back wins in their back pocket over 21 days ago now at this point on that Saturday and Sunday games to close out the last time these two teams played before the team went on the road for 2.5 weeks. You combine all that, Fredericksburg came in here winners in 13 of the last 15. I mean, they were on one of the hottest stretches we've seen by any team in the league this season.
They were, and the fact that they came in here and have lost the first 2. Well, first off, that's baseball, right? You know, you win 13 of 15. That's a little unheard of. But to come back here against a Salem team that was playing good baseball, they took 4-6 from down east and were coming off of a 7-5 road trip. But again, to lose the way that Fredericksburg lost on Friday, kind of a clunker for them. Not necessarily because of the score, but they should have ended the game on a double play ball and won 5-4 in the ninth. And there's an error at short that extends the game. The Red Sox tie it, and then they end up winning an extra. So it kind of felt like, to your point, that Salem was a little bit gifted one on Friday. Now, to their credit, they took advantage and won the game. And then yesterday, again, it kind of felt like the Red Sox got the Fred Nets back in the game, but took advantage of a big-time opportunity in the home half of the night. So, again, this has just been Salem's weekend so far. They're currently a season-high 500. They're 3 over in the second half of play, as we alluded to, just 3 back of first place.
Well, there's no doubt about it. The Red Sox were hot last night, got the hitting going up big time. You take a look at some of the damage done throughout the ballgame. Well, it always is good when you start fast, and the Sox jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the first inning, courtesy of Nathaniel Uten's double and then Andy Lugo's RBI single that brought both Uten and Alcantara in. You flash forward later on, Andy Lugo with another base hit. I mean, he's kind of the unsung hero last night, going 3-for-4. Obviously, the glamour goes to Uten, but a 3-for-4 night for Andy Lugo. After a leadoff walk by Nellie Taylor Jr., Lugo drives him in, and the Sox are up 3-0. Then you fast forward later on in the ballgame. Again, Fredericksburg did not get on the board until the fifth, when they scored 2 runs and then were neutralized all the way until the 9th inning. The Sox had the bounce-back frame, which was really big in that 5th inning, Carter. I think that was the turning point in the ballgame, because it looked like all of a sudden, hey, Fredericksburg's making this thing interesting. They brought the game back within 1, scoring a pair of runs in that 5th. RBI single from Elijah Green, and you start to say, uh-oh, okay, now you need to bounce back. What do you have in the tank? Well, the Sox ended up walking twice and having 3 hits to score 3 runs in the 5th and saying, nuh-uh, this is our ball game. Of course, they had to score 1 more later on in the 9th to finally win it. But again, I think taking you to that 5th inning, Carter, that bounce back was what impressed me the most.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to kind of hit on your point about Andy Lugo and then Uten a little bit more, both went 3-for-4, as you alluded to. And I think Lugo, though, not only did he go 3-for-4, he had 3 RBI base hits, too.
Yeah.
2 RBI singles and an RBI double. And he was going to be, remember, I left the booth yesterday, top of the 9th inning, to go talk to the, you probably, did you say something about it on air? You're like, he's going to jinx it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
I did. No, but I went down and talked to Andy Lugo, who was going to be our player of the game, and then obviously it didn't, it didn't happen. But yeah, to your point about the 5th inning, you put up that 3 spot after, again, Fredericksburg got 2 in the top of the inning. To immediately respond with 3 in the frame should have been the key turning point of the contest, and it frankly was until the 9th. Then you post another 0 in the top of the 6th, and it goes back to the pitching staff yesterday for the Red Sox was incredible with Danny Kerwin and Max Carlson, and I know Francis Hernandez struggled a little bit in the back end, but those first two really, really willed the Red Sox to victory. And all in all, that was about a feel-good win as you possibly could have. Obviously, you don't want to have the 4-run night, but to be able to come back once again and respond and make sure you take care of business is big time going forward. So, and again, the Fred Nets kind of beat themselves in the bottom of the ninth, too, with a leadoff walk and an error before a ball's even put in play. So, good win for Salem, and if there's a sweep today, this would probably be the weekend of the year for the Salem Sox.
That was my next question for you. What happens now if you get the sweep? You're within 2 games. I think the other big bonus here is, hey, Lynchburg's been losing. You're now 2 games in front,
yep,
with sole possession a second.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Hillcats were rained out down at Carolina on Friday, I believe. So I believe they have a doubleheader today. So, you know, with all these teams playing each other and everything, it sorts itself out every single day. But the Red Sox, they lose today. They're 4 back. They win today. They're 2 back. So it's as simple as that. We'll see what happens down at Carolina between the Hillcats and the Mudcats. But, again, if you can get within 2 here today before the Mudcats come to town next week, and, yes, Carolina did win the first half, they have not had a great second half so far. So maybe you take advantage of a team that's struggling when they come to Salem. And tell you what, a 9-game homestand, you got to make something happen, and so far the Sox certainly are.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at the Carolina League standings while we're on that point. First, for the South Division, Charleston leads everybody with a 14-8 record. That's the second-best record in the Carolina League as a whole. Fayetteville Woodpeckers are second, 12-11. Good to see our friend Andrew winning some ball games.
Yes,
down there in Fayetteville.
Yes.
No doubt. Columbia is 10-11. They hold the same record as the Carolina Mudcats. Again, the North a little bit stronger than the South. A little bit more, what's the right word for it? Parity amongst
sure.
the South, I would say, towards the middle of the pack. Kannapolis is 10-12. Augusta is 9-12. And Myrtle Beach is at the bottom, 9-14. For the Carolina League North, the Fredericksburg Nationals on top, the top record in the league in the second half. They are 16-7, losers of 2 straight here in Salem. The Red Sox, they're 13-10, sole possession right now of second place. Lynchburg, two games behind them. Obviously, they've played a game less. They are 11-11. Carolina is 10-11. They'll face the Red Sox here next week in Salem. Delmarva is 10-13 up the road, and then down east is 9-13 in the basement of the Carolina League North. Excited for game three of this shortened weekend set between the Frednets, top team in the league in town, to take on a red-hot Salem Red Sox squad. We're just about 15 minutes away from first pitch here in Salem. We'll step aside. Back in 2 minutes, our pregame coverage rolls on after this from the Roanoke Valley. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Our pregame coverage rolls on high above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you as we get you set up for game number three in this weekend set between the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals and your hometown Salem Red Sox. Well, for our Carilion Clinic injury report, not much to report here tonight, Carter. Red Sox coming in pretty healthy. I guess the one thing to touch on and kind of just update those that don't know, many that follow do know, Yoelan Cespedes, unfortunately, a top 10 prospect, I should say, in the Red Sox organization. He came up here, I kid you not, folks, for a couple of days. He was hit by a pitch in batting practice, we are told, and was scratched from the lineup that night.
Like within an hour and a half before the game started.
Yes, and shorter than that. I mean, we were going on the air for the pregame show.
True,
it was
yes.
About 20 minutes before.
True, yes.
Scratched from the lineup and unfortunately is going to undergo hand surgery on the hamate bone that was broken and in all likelihood will miss the remainder of the 2024 season. So again, we'll probably touch on that for every day the rest of the week to update
sure.
everybody, and then at that point it'll kind of become old news.
And JoJo and Gracia, too, also going on the IL.
Yes.
And not getting the start yesterday after really a strong start to his season, no doubt about that. So Danny Curran gets the start for him. I don't think it's supposed to be a long-term thing for JoJo, but again, something worth noting that he is on the IL, and Danny Curran for now is taking the spot in the rotation.
No doubt about it. Well, the Red Sox and the Frednats have faced off twice so far this weekend. Friday and Saturday, the Red Sox winners in walk-off fashion, courtesy of the barrel of Nathaniel Uten. It was an RBI fielder's choice on Friday with five infielders playing in. And then last night, a chopper over the head of the second baseman, Cooper, RBI single for Nathaniel Uten. And the question was, did he do it again? He did it again.
He did.
Nathaniel Uten on fire for the Sox. Had a 3-for-4 performance last night, as well as Andy Lugo. Those two were red hot for the Red Hot Red Sox, winners of two consecutive ball games to begin this not true second half. We're well underway in the second half, but this is the post-All-Star break, what feels like the resumption.
The stretch run, for yes. sure. And even like at the big league level, too, the All-Star break was later than it typically is. So I think the Red Sox at the big league level have only like 64 games remaining coming into Friday, which is, sure, it's the second half of play, but it's really like, when you think about it, the last like 30% of the season. So it's the All-Star break was about a week and a half later than it typically is this year. And so, yeah, like you said, it really sets up the stretch run. Now, there's only about 23, 24 home games remaining here in Salem and only about 50-something games remaining as a whole. So we're coming up on the end of the season before you know it, Mr. Heater.
No doubt about it. It's crazy to think about. It's flown by since we first got underway here. April 5th it was, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
April 5th.
Yeah.
Was the opening night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, a lot of baseball left to be played, though, and the Red Sox are well in position for a possible postseason run here. If they win today, they're just two games back in the Carolina League North, currently holding sole possession of second place with a two-game advantage against the Lynchburg Hillcats, who, again, they came into this weekend tied for second place, and they were both five games back of Fredericksburg,
yeah.
I should say. So this has been a massive weekend for the Red Sox. Now it's time for tonight's starting lineups. Carter, why don't you take it away with the Fredericksburg Nationals.
Well, here is the Fredericksburg Nationals starting lineup, penciled in by third-year manager Jake Lowry. They come in at 51-37 overall and 16-7 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. Leading off in left field, it is John McHenry getting the start out there today. After playing left yesterday, he leads off for the first time in this series. He's followed up by the right fielder, Brenner Cox. He gets the start in the two-hole this evening after a day off yesterday, and he led off back on Friday. The center fielder, Christian Vaquero, bats third, the 10th best prospect in the Washington Nationals organization. And then in the cleanup spot, it's the first baseman, Brandon Pimentel. In the viable, the designated hitter, Nate Rombach, makes his second appearance of the series, and the shortstop, Armando Cruz, will hit in the sixth hole. The second baseman, Everett Cooper, hits seventh, and Caleb Farmer, behind the dish, is in the eighth spot. Rounding out the starting nine for the Frednets, it's the third baseman, Nate Ochoa, who got the start at short yesterday and plays at the hot corner here today. Justin Sines is the pitcher on the bump for Fredericksburg. He makes his first appearance in single A this season after, quite frankly, well, he's on rehab from double A Harrisburg. So coming down here to the single A level to get a couple starts under his belt. Was a fourth round pick by the Washington Nationals in 2021, I should say. And he comes into this one with an 0-0 record, a 2.25 ERA. Three appearances, three starts, all at the double A level. Eight innings pitched, seven strikeouts, to just three walks. That is the starting nine for the Fredericksburg Nationals.
Appreciate it, Carter. Again, just about 5 minutes away from first pitch here in Salem. Good time to tell you to donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy. And you're helping save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can watch all the social media content that you want with our free Wi-Fi, or you can also check out your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen televisions. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue, Northwest. Again, that's in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Freedom Plasma, one of our proud sponsors here at the Salem Red Sox. Starting lineup for the Red Sox, top of the order, Nazan Zanatello. He plays short. Antonio Anderson in the hot corner at third. Brooks Brannan batting third. He's the designated hitter tonight. Nellie Taylor Jr. in right field. He's the cleanup man. Marvin Alcantara plays second base and bats fifth. Fraley Encarnacion plays first base and bats sixth, while Stanley Tucker, with an unbelievable diving catch in right field last night, he shifts over to center field this evening. Framie De Leon plays out in left field. He bats eighth. And how about this? A single-A debut for Gerardo Rodriguez behind the dish. He catches tonight, and he bats ninth. Just a quick little nugget on Gerardo Rodriguez to update you on him. He's an 18-year-old out of Caracas, Venezuela, and down at the Florida Complex League, he slashed 259, 429, and 333 with a home run and 7 RBI in 24 games. He was outstanding, hitting above 300 the year before in the DSL. One more time, Zanatello, Anderson, Brannon, Taylor Jr., Alcantara, Encarnacion, Tucker, De Leon, and Rodriguez. Noah Dean, the southpaw lefty, on the bump to start this afternoon in Salem. The Red Sox with a huge opportunity looking to sweep the weekend set against the Frednats after this on MILB TV. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
Ready for first pitch in what has become one of the biggest games to date in the Red Sox 2024 campaign. An opportunity in front to sweep the top team in the league in this weekend set with the Fredericksburg Nationals in town one final time here this weekend before they'll face off in just a couple of weeks up the road in Fredericksburg. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you on MILB.com and MILB TV. Noah Dean, the lefty southpaw, on the bump, getting ready to go for the Sox to start this ball game and ready to take you through the first portion of the play-by-play. Now stepping up to the mic, my partner, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Thank you, Mr. Javon Heater. Appreciate you there. Sun splashed Sunday here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. And as you mentioned, this is a big one for the Red Sox. You win today, you sweep the three-game set after two elating wins on Friday and Saturday. Noah Dean toes the rubber for the Sox. He comes in at 2-3 on the season, a 4.08 ERA, 15th appearance, and his 13th start. Here's John McHenry from the right side, and here's the first pitch as Dean rocks and fires. And it misses high and away, and we're underway at 3:07 p.m. Awesome weather day, too. 85 degrees here in Salem, Virginia. One ball, no strikes to McHenry. Starting left fielder, rocks and fires. He swings and grounds it left side. Charging Anderson, gloves, throws across to first, and there's out number one. Two pitches, one out, and here's Brenner Cox, the right fielder.
Noah Dean's been dialed all season long, really, Carter, and we've talked about it. Simply not sure how much longer he's going to be around here at Salem, playing some very, very high-level baseball on the bump as of late.
Here's Cox from the left side. He's 215 on the season. 5 homers and 30 RBIs. A lefty-on-lefty matchup. First pitch winds and fires. Breaking ball misses low and outside, and the count starts at 1-0. Defensive alignment for the Red Sox. Noah Dean on the bump. Gerardo Rodriguez behind the dish. 1-0. Lefty deals. High and tight it goes. Moves the count to 2-0. In the infield, Antonio Anderson plays third. Yusdán Zenatello's at short. Marvin Alcantara's at second. And Freylian Encarnacion plays at first. 2-0. Misses high and in. Quickly 3-0. Remy De Leon, how about this, is in left. Stanley Tucker plays center. And Nelly Taylor Jr. shifts to right.
Yeah, interesting to see Fraley out there in left.
3-0. High and in. And there's a four-pitch walk. So a ground out and a one-out walk. And here's Christian Vaquero, the center fielder. Starting lineup for the Fred Nats, 1-9, McHenry, Cox, Vaquero, Pemito, Rumbach, and Cruz. In 7-8-9, it goes Everett Cooper III, Caleb Farmer, and Nate Ochoa. Interesting to note, after a 3-for-4 day yesterday, Elijah Green gets the day off. Here's Vaquero, switch hitter from the right side. First pitch to the lefty deals. He swings and nubs it foul, first base side.
I'll tell you what, Carter, Noah Dean has not walked a lot of batters this year. Last year, 86 strikeouts, 72 walks. He's fixed that. This year, now 30 strikeouts on the dot to 81 Ks.
He's been pretty good. 0-1 from the bell. And the lefty deals. Swing, get a miss. Quickly 0-2. Mentioned 81 strikeouts, 29 walks. This is his second season at Single-A Salem. Former fifth-round pick in 2022 out of Old Dominion. Just down the road in Norfolk. About 4 hours down the road, if you will. 0-2. He winds and fires. Breaking ball just misses low and outside. And it moves the count to 1-2.
We always tease back and forth when the Monarchs and the Hokies are ready to play on the gridiron.
Yes. September 14th this year.
Big ODU fan, as you'd expect. Last year, they opened the season down the road in Blacksburg against ODU.
One ball, two strikes. And a pickoff to first, not inside.
Noah was bummed that they were on the road. Couldn't go watch the game.
Yes, yes.
Regardless, he would have had a game. Whether they were home or away, he would have been a little preoccupied on a Saturday night in the minors.
One ball, two strikes. Cox off of first. And a throw to first. Not in time. We'll reset. Christian Vaquero, the 10th best prospect in the Nationals organization, is hitting 157 on the year. 3 homers and 19 RBIs. Got the day off yesterday. Did pinch run, though, for Sammy Infante back in the ninth. 1-2. He winds and fires. Swing. Get a miss. Got him strike 3. A breaking ball low and away. And there's 2 down.
82 Ks on the year now for Noah Dean.
First strikeout for the lefty as well. And here's Brandon Pimentel, the first baseman.
I mean, he's got a chance to match, probably today, his strikeout total from last year in July.
Yes. And he has really, really umped it as of late as well. First pitch, lefty on left. And Dean delivers. Swing and a miss. Right through a breaking ball, and it's nothing in one. So, mentioned Noah Dean's numbers. He has really turned it on as of late is the best way to put it. Now, has not started a game since July 9th. It was maybe one of his slower ones at Down East. The 0-1, breaking ball low and outside. Shifts the count to 1-1. 4 innings of 6-run ball. And that was after 6 straight, 7 straight starts, allowing under 2 earned runs. 1-1, throw to first, and it's not in time. But even though that Down East game was more so shaky for Noah Dean, still threw an immaculate inning in that one as well. 9 pitches, 9 strikes, 3 outs. And a loss for the Red Sox. 1-1, runner off from first. He takes it inside. Throw to second will be not in time. High inside fastball that misses. And it's a stolen bag for Brenner Cox as the count moves to 2-1. Brandon Pimentel, 278 on the year, 6 homers, and he's second in the Carolina League with 59 RBIs. Had a go-ahead sacrifice fly back on Friday. Nate Rombach is on deck. And here's the lefty's 2-1. He swings and chops it slowly. Up the middle, Dean charges, Fields flips to first, and there's out number 3. Scoreless first for Noah Dean. And to the home half we go in Salem. The Red Sox coming to the plate. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia on this gorgeous Sunday afternoon for baseball in the Roanoke Valley. 1-2-3 goes for the Red Sox in the home half of the first. Nizan Zanitello, Antonio Anderson, and Brooks Brannan against the lefty Dustin Sines on the bump for the Fredericksburg Nationals on rehab from AA Harrisburg. Now, he has not appeared at the AA level this season. Did have 3 starts, though, down in the FCL, and he was very good down there. 8 innings pitched, 3 hits, 2 runs, they were earned, 7 strikeouts to 3 walks. Here's his first pitch to Nizan as he winds and fires, and he takes it high in on a fastball, and the count starts at 1-0. Nizan Zanitello, 8th best prospect in the Red Sox organization at 192 on the season. The 1-0, he swings and drubs it foul for his base side. Evens up the count at 1-1. It escaped over the netting and smacked up against the top of the concession stand down the first baseline. The 1-1, he kicks and deals. In the dirt it goes. Shifts the count to 2-1. Starting lineup for the Red Sox, 1-9. Zanitello, Anderson, Brannan, Taylor Alcantara, Encarnacion, and Tucker DeLeon and Gerardo Rodriguez in his single-A debut. 2-1 from Sines. He kicks and deals. He swings and chops it foul, third base side. Evens up the count at 2-2.
Let's get her going early here, Carter. Yesterday, the Sox were able to put up a pair in their first outing at the dish.
And the defensive alignment for the Fred Nats, left to right in the infield. Ochoa at third. Armando Cruz is back in there at short. Everett Cooper at second. Brandon Pimentel is at first. 2-2. Breaking ball sails low and in. And the count fills up at 3-2. John McHenry's in left. Christian Vaquero in center. Brenner Cox plays right. 3-2. And the lefty deals. He swings and lines it up the middle. To his left, Vaquero is there and makes the catch for out number 1. Nizan hit it hard off the barrel of the bat, but there's one down for Antonio Anderson.
Yeah, he got a piece of it. 92-mile-an-hour fastball on the inner part of the plate. You know he likes them up there high and tight like that, but couldn't get all of it.
Here's Anderson from the right side. Switch hitter from Atlanta. Dustin Sines on the bump. And here's the first pitch. He swings and laces it. deep left field, moving back. McHenry on the run, and he makes the crashing grab up against the wall for out number two. Anderson gave it a ride. Yeah. 93 off the bat. But McHenry played him well, and two up, two down. Brings up Brooks Brannon, today's designated hitter. Red Sox in their home white jerseys, and the Red Nets in their road grays. First pitch, he swings and pops it up. Shallow right. Brenner Cox trailing back, started and moving back to the track, and he makes the over-the-shoulder grab for out number three. Boy, he must have misread that by quite a bit.
Yeah.
Shifted back and made the catch, three flyouts. And that's how the first comes to a close.
I'll tell you what, though, Carter. Good contact on all three of them is a good sign.
100 off the bat by Brooks Brannon. To the second we go in Salem, scoreless at the yard on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless contest here in Game 3 of this three-game set between the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals, the single-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals, and your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. 5-6-7 to go is in the Fred Nets order. Nate Rombach, Armando Cruz, and Everett Cooper III against the southpaw Noah Dean on for his second inning of work. Lefty on righty matchup, and here's the first pitch. He rocks and fires. Breaking ball just misses a hair high, and the count starts at 1-0. Rombach, the designated hitter, 292. A homer and three ribbies. A 1-0 from the belt. Breaking ball just misses low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Tell you what, too, we did have the 2.5 weeks off in between from a home game standpoint. This is the ninth straight home game against the Fred Nets. 2-0, swing, get a miss at high fastball. Two balls and a strike.
Pretty funny how that scheduling all plays out.
Last of nine.
Didn't play them at all in the first half.
No, last of nine against the Fred Nets here in Salem this year. Two balls and a strike. He winds and fires. Sails high and away. Moves the count to 3-1. Now, there are six more coming up in August. In Fredericksburg, Virginia. As the Sox make the 3-hour trek up north. Just south of Washington, D.C. 3-1, lefty deals. Swing, get a miss. Count runs full. Nate Rombach was not here a couple weeks ago when the Fred Nats came to town.
The only one?
Only one that was not rehabbing for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. Blew a fastball right by him. And there's one down on Dean's second K of the day. Brings up Armando Cruz, the shortstop. 26th best prospect in the Nationals organization. Follows up Rombach, a former 18th round pick. First pitch from Noah Dean. And the lefty deal. Squares around a bunt, pulls back. Did he go around? He did not. And the count starts at 1-0. Now, Cruz got the day off yesterday. But back on Friday, 1-for-4. Two bounce outs, a strikeout, and a single. The 1-0, he swings and nubs it foul. Back to the netting. Evens up the count at 1-1. The Frednets certainly, again, position player-wise, they go about as deep as anybody in the Carolina League. Currently 17 position players on the roster. They can run out all sorts of starting lineups. 1-1. Swing and miss at a breaking ball. He check swung at it, low and in. Shifts the count to 1-2.
What do you go with here now? Breaking ball down, kind of that two-strike pitch?
Maybe chase the high fastball, too. Could go breaking ball low and away. Here's the 1-2. He swings and drubs it foul, first base side. Crew stays alive.
It was a high breaking ball outside.
Noah Dean on the bump. Armando Cruz at the dish. Red Sox three back of first place. A win would be a sweep. And here's the 1-2. He swings and pops it up. Shallow right, moving back in. Encarnacion, and he makes the catch for out number two. Just about 5 steps back of the grass. And just like that, there's two down. Right where the infield dirt and outfield grass meet. Encarnacion kept on trailing back and caught off of Alcantara to make the grab for the second out of the frame.
It's a nice play. Wynn not playing a factor today, but despite that, we've kind of seen the ball take some weird movement throughout the air.
Here's Everett Cooper, the third, from the left side. Lefty-lefty matchup. Here's the first pitch. High and tight fastball. Count starts at 1-0. 94 out of the left hand of Noah D. Cooper played second yesterday. Back there today, saw the Nadani Utin walk-off single go over his head. 1-0. High and in. Went fastball again. Moves the count to 2-0. Did not play on Friday. And then yesterday, in the leadoff spot, was 1-for-4. 2-0. Breaking ball called a strike. Outer half of the knees. 2-1. A single reached on an E6. A ground out and a fly out to left. 2-1. And the lefty deals. He swings and chops it. Right side. Charging Marvin Alcantara. Gloves. Flips to first. And there's out number 3. So Cooper retired. 3-up, 3-down frame from Noah Dean. And to the home half of the second we go in Salem. Knotted up at 0. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Frednets and the Salem Red Sox in game 3 of this 3-game set. 4-5-6 to go is in the Red Sox order. Nellie Taylor Jr., Marvin Alcantara, and Fraley Encarnacion. Dustin Sines back on the bump for his second inning of work on rehab from AA Harrisburg and making his first start in single A of the 2024 campaign. Here's Nelly from the left side. Lefty-lefty matchup to start the frame. Scoreless and hitless on both sides. Zeros across the board on the scoreboard here at the yard. First pitch to Nelly. 220 on the year. And the lefty deals. Breaking ball misses low and outside. And the count starts at 1-0. Four homers, 34 ribbies for Nellie Taylor Jr. And yesterday, after being penciled in late on out, misses Lone away. Two balls, no strikes. He was penciled in late yesterday because of Brooks Brandon being scratched and was 0 for 3 with a walk. 2-0. He swings and chops. Slowly to the right side. Cooper charges, gloves, flips underhand to first, and it's not in time, and it gets away. Infield single for Nellie Taylor Jr. to lead up the frame.
Tell you what, there's probably about three guys that can get on base with that.
Yeah.
Nellie Taylor with the blazing speed. Marv, another one of those guys that's very fast. I would say Stanley Tucker, and that might be it.
Yes. Well, Cooper tried to flip it with his glove to first base. Even if it was clean, I don't think they get Nellie Taylor. Speaking of Marv, here's Alcantara from the right side. First pitch from the stretch, and the lefty deals. Called a strike, inner half, fastball at the knees. Count starts at nothing and one. So Alcantara yesterday was 1 for 4. A single, a flyout, a bounce out, a walk, and a strikeout in the ninth. A one, throw to first is not there. We'll reset. And with him striking out in the ninth, it gave Nathaniel Uten the opportunity to record his second consecutive walk-off in as many days. Now Uten, today, day off. 0-1 runner off from first. He swings and rocks it into right center. Moving in Vaquero, it's down for a base hit. To third, Nelly. Here's the throw there. It will be not in time. It gets away. Alcantara to second. And man, oh man, does that work out for the Salem Red Sox.
That's just outstanding base running by Nelly. Confident in his speed. And then obviously as it gets away, it allows Marv to move up to second as well. Didn't get too far away, just kind of trickled out of the grass.
So with Nelly moving on the pitch, Alcantara lined it to right center. Christian Vaquero tried the D, knowing that he was not going to make the catch as time is called. And Liam Carroll is going to come out and grab some equipment from Marvin Alcantara. But because the ball was up there and Nelly was off on the pitch, Vaquero tried to deke him by essentially flashing his glove up like he was going to catch it.
Yes.
It ended up falling. Nelly still gets to third. Here's Fraley Encarnacion. First pitch. Breaking ball called a strike out or half. It's nothing in what. Got to third. And the throw there, if it's on target,
he's out, yeah.
He may have a chance. And it deflects off the mid of Ochoa, and Alcantara moves to second. Oh, one. He swings and chops it. Right side, charging Cooper. Fields on the backhand, throws to first. And there's out number one, but a run to score. And it's 1-0 Sox here in the second.
I do like the base running decision, though, nevertheless, by Nelly. Just the guy that maybe sometimes too much, but most of the time is spot on and trusting his speed.
Sure. So Alcantara on the play moves to third. It's an RBI ground out for Fraley. And here's Tucker from the right side.
And I think the strategy is, hey, let's jump on these guys early.
Yes.
Right? Because early leads.
Stanley Tucker sees one in for a strike at the knees, and it's nothing and one.
Have benefited the Red Sox. That, like any team, sure, but they play better when they play with the lead most of the time. Last night was an exception defensively.
The 0-1. He swings and lifts it. Left field and deep. Shifting into foul ground. John McHenry on the run, and he watches it go into the Salem bullpen foul. Count 0-2. So the infield completely draws in for Tucker, trying to cut down that potential second run at the plate of Marvin Alcantara.
Still can't get over that hit for Tucker. Or not hit. Catch
out
for Tucker
right.
Last night.
Superman-like. The 0-2. He kicks and deals. It misses low in the dirt. And it moves the count to 1-2. The Red Sox have now scored first in two of the three games. Now, the Fred Nets get a 1-0 lead on Friday, but Salem, for the most part, immediately struck right back. The 1-2, he swings and chops it foul, third base side. Stanley stays alive. Former Texas A&M Aggie against another former Texas A&M Aggie in Dustin Sondheim. Back Christian Vaquero, He's got room to make the catch. He does, tagging Marv from third. Here's the throw to the plate. It's cut off, and it's a sack fly for Stanley Tucker to make it 2-0. What an at-bat.
That's all you need. All you need. Do your job. Send it out to center field. It's only the second out. Puts you in front. Big-time baseball, everybody contributing, right? It's not going to jump off the box score at you with the sacrifice fly from Stanley Tucker, but that's been the biggest thing this weekend, Carter. Everybody has had a little piece of the action.
Sure. Here's Framie De Leon. Switch hitter from the right side. First pitch. And the lefty deals. Hideaway it goes. And the count starts at 1-0. So, small ball in the inning for Salem. Two singles. And then an RBI ground out and a sack fly. Gets the job done for sure. 1-0. He swings and lifts it. Down the left field line, it falters foul. And it evens up the count at 1-1. Okay, so that at-bat for Stanley Tucker was a 10-pitch at-bat. That's pretty high level right there. That's a quab, as you call it.
Yeah. No doubt
about that. Swing, get a miss. 1-2. Gerardo Rodriguez is on deck, about to make his, well, he's already making his single-A debut, but about to appear in his first single AAB. And also, too, he fell down to 0-2 in the count, two pitches in. Just continued to battle. One ball, two strikes. He kicks and deals. He swings and flies it. Straightaway center, moving back Vaquero on the run to the track, and it's down for a base hit. Hop it up against the wall. De Leon to second, and he stands up with a two-out double.
Might be the best piece of hitting I've seen out of Framie De Leon in the second half of the season right there. I mean, he cranked that bad boy. He gets a fastball that catches, I will say, a lot of the plate, but he goes up for it, hits it 101 off the bat over the head of the center fielder, Vaquero, and all of a sudden the Sox maybe a little bit of two-out magic here. They had some of that on Friday.
Yes.
Two-out hitting was their friend. In fact, had a complete rally with two outs on Friday in a 6-5 win. The Sox did not score in that game until the fifth inning after going down early 3-0 and then exploded for two runs in the fifth, all with two outs, courtesy of an Antonio Anderson two-run scoring triple. That brought them within a run, and Sox didn't look back after that.
Well, Justin Lord comes out to have a quick conversation with the lefty signs, and what a spot for Gerardo Rodriguez, an 18-year-old out of Venezuela, making his single-A debut. De Leon at second. Here's the first pitch. He swings and pops it up foul back behind home plate. And the count starts at 0-1. Just 5'10", 177. But he hit down in the FCF. 259, a homer and 7 RBIs. Signed as an international free agent back in January of 2023. The 0-1. Swing and a miss through a slider. And it's 0-2. Not seeing many 18-year-olds here in Salem this year. So Antonio Anderson started at 18.
Nizan, was he 18?
I think he maybe just missed it.
I think
he turned 19. 0-2, runner off from second, misses in the dirt, and it's a stolen bag for Framie De Leon.
All right.
I think Nizan did start at 18. He turned 19 in May, I want to say.
I think they were both 18
at one point
to start, yeah. I don't think Nizan was playing yet when he turned 19.
True, yes.
But he was here.
The 1-2. And the lefty deals. High and away goes. Evens up the count at 2-2. 259 in the FCL, but a year ago in the DSL hit 346.
Yeah, that was the more impressive number, no doubt.
The 2-2. He rocks and fires. He swings and chops it. Third base side, charging Ochoa. Going to be an impossible play. Throw to first, not in time. What a way to pick up your first single-A hit. RBI infield single, and it's 3-0 Sox.
Nobody said it had to be flashy, Clark. Puts a run on the board, RBI base hit. He's batting 1,000 in single-A level.
Keep that baseball.
I tell you. Nate Ochoa, though,
he
gave that just about as good of a run as you can.
He barehanded it, threw to first, but Rodriguez beats it by two steps. Here's Nizan. First pitch. He swings and fists one foul. First base side.
I can just – you taste that? A Nizan homer? Feels like he's due, right? Feels like he's due. Hasn't homered yet this weekend. Has five on the year, but it's been a couple of weeks.
He's 0 for 4 in the series. Had the day off yesterday. 0-1. He swings and chops it left side. Charging Cruz. Backhands. Throws across to first. And there's a strike for out number three.
Oh, there's that.
But three runs cross, and Gerardo Rodriguez, an RBI infield single, and his first single AAB. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the third we go here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-0, the Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals here from Salem. Alongside Giovanni Hader, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. 8-9-1 goes in the Fred Nats order. Caleb Farmer, Hitachoa, and John McHenry against the left-hander Noah Dean, who now has a 3-0 advantage, a three spot for the Sox in the second. Two singles, RBI grounded off the bat of Raleigh Encarnacion. Sacrifice fly after a 10-pitch at-bat by Stanley Tucker. Framie De Leon then doubles, and Gerardo Rodriguez in his single-A debut, in his first AB, an RBI infield single. Here's Farmer from the right side. First pitch as the lefty rocks and fires. It misses low and in, and the count starts at 1-0. Noah Dean so far today, he's been sharp. And the rotation for the Salem Sox, the 1-0. Breaking ball sails high and away. Moves the count to 2-0. So far for him, two innings, no hits, no runs. Two strikeouts and a walk. 30 pitches, 15 for strikes. Here's his 2-0. Just misses high and away. Three balls, no strikes. Caleb Farmer, the catcher, is 188 on the year. Two homers and 10 ribbies. Yesterday, playing first base for just the third time this season, he was 0 for 3 with a walk. 3-0. Called a strike, trimming the inner edge. The count's 3-1. Well, it is a warmer day in Salem at 86 degrees. No wind. Sun is out. Crowd is decent on this Sunday afternoon. 3-1. Breaking ball. Called a strike. Outside corner at the belt. And it's 3-2.
It's not bad when the sun's behind a cloud, but when it's beating on you, it's a little toasty.
Absolutely. Friday night, second sellout of the season here in Salem. Second consecutive Fireworks Friday that was sold out as well. And Ochoa is on deck. Three balls, two strikes. Noah Dean from the belt. Comes set first base side. Rocks and fires. Swing, get a miss. Through a slider for strike three. Third K for Dean. And there's one down.
Big time out of Noah Dean. Bounces back after surrendering three zip and three consecutive strikes to sit him down. That's just next level stuff right there. I mean, plain and simple. Not panicking, finding the zone, and then just trusting that two-strike pitch down and away.
Here's Nate Ochoa from the right side. First pitch, in the dirt it goes. Count starts at 1-0.
What was your go-to two-strike pitch?
A changeup.
Changeup. Would you throw that? Like.
Yeah, you got. I got a ball.
Would you throw it though? Like 78, that level.
Well, so here's the thing. 1-0, he swings and fists it foul, first base side. 1-1. So I threw submarine in high school.
Oh.
So you're not throwing as hard from up top. So like my fastball in high school was maybe touching 70.
Oh, okay.
So a changeup was 61, 62.
Gotcha.
And this is what can make you effective. 1-1, breaking ball called a strike in or half. 1-2. Pretty much everybody in high school baseball, you're used to seeing 80 miles an hour.
Right.
So it's not as easy as it looks to stand up there and time up somebody throwing 10 or 15 miles under what you typically see. 1-2. He swings and chops it left side. Zanatello on three hops. Throws across the first. It sails high, but it's there for out number two.
That is the most uncool way to pitch I've ever heard, but it's awesome at the same time. Like, everyone's up there. You want to see, like, triple
digits. Yeah. But you'd, like, here's what it was. You do this, and you come set.
Oh, can we get him on camera?
Oh, my gosh.
Can we get a camera up here and get Carter with his windup?
Here's John McHenry from the right side. 0 for 1 so far today with the bounce out back in the first. First pitch from Dean. Squares around a bunt. Pulls back. He went around. Here's strike number one. Seen that a couple times today from the Fred Nets and third-year manager Jake Lowry. McHenry was in the 7-hole yesterday. He was 1 for 3 with a walk and a single. No balls and a strike. Noah Dean, the lefty. Curls and unfurls. Swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2.
All right, so there you let's get the wind up here.
You come set at the bell. Move my chair. Let me see if I can stand up. Let me do this. 1 second. Show this pitch and then I'll do it. Here's the 0-2. Called strike three inside corner.
Can we go
number four
it?
For Noah Dean. Let's send it back up to the booth here real fast if possible. What we got here? Oh, okay. We'll do it coming back from break. To the home half of the third, we go and save. 3-0. The Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-0, the Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. 2-3-4 goes in the Red Sox order. Antonio Anderson, Brooks Brannon, and Nellie Taylor Jr. Here's the sidearm delivery right here. You're taught to, like, you come set at the bell, and then you like, wind up, and then you come down underneath, and you follow through this one.
Oh, wow. What made you decide to throw like that?
I was, because I'm not the most built person. I'm a skinny guy up here. Here's Antonio Anderson from the right side. So I was not going to dial up low 80. So because my arms are so long, first pitch, he swings, chops at third base side. Ochoa gloves, throws across to first, and there's out number one. 5-3 put out, and here's Brooks Brannon. So because my arms are so long, it was in eighth grade, so the JV baseball coach was like, have you ever tried throwing sidearm? He's now actually an assistant at the Air Force Academy.
Really?
And, yeah.
Quite the jump from Blacksburg High School JV to the Air Force Academy.
Yep. Here's Brannon. First pitch. Misses high and away. Count starts at 1-0. So, yeah, that's where it started.
There you go.
And you see, we've not seen it in Salem, but you see guys do that all across baseball, obviously. The deception. Oh, no. He swings and chops again. Ochoa to his left, collects, throws to first, and there's out number two.
That was kind of my backstory as well. I was a chubbier child, and I played lacrosse, and I wasn't very fast playing attack, which is like goal scoring and stuff around the net. It wasn't very quick. Had good stick skills, but the stick skills were there. The speed was not, so there was a gap at goalie. My dad said, what if we give goalie a try just to, you know, get some playing time? And fell in love with playing goalie, and then, you know.
Kelly Taylor chops one foul first base side on the first pitch he sees, and the count starts at nothing and one.
Got a little more athletic as time went on, and you kind of grow into yourself a little bit, and then took it pretty seriously.
Pride
of ended up being completely mediocre at best.
Pride of the North Stars.
Pride of the North Stars.
CNS High School in Cicero, New York. Here's the 0-1. Lefty deals. Misses low and away. Evens up the count at 1-1. Kelly Taylor got things going in the second, really. Infield single. Started a three-run frame for the Sox. One ball, one strike. And the lefty deals. Wave and a miss. Threw a slider. And it's 1-2.
That's a nice pitch right there. He was in front of it. Low in the zone. It was getting in there regardless, so he kind of had to swing at it. Just a sharp-looking pitch.
Marvin Alcantara just in case is on deck. Two groundouts so far in the fray. 1-2, and the lefty deals. He swings and fists it. Third base side. Backing it stop. Nope, it's booted off the glove of Ochoa and squirts into left. Nelly around first. He stops there. And that likely will be an E5.
Yeah, that kind of ate him up a little bit there. Took a weird hop, and he almost overplayed it to his right-hand side.
He couldn't decide between a backhand and flipping his glove over. And I think the backspin on that ball also was pretty nasty as well.
Yeah.
It is an E5 on Ochoa after back-to-back putouts, and here's Marvin Alcantara. Had a single back in the second into right center. First pitch, and throw to first instead. Not in time, as Nelly's back in safely. Well, you can tell they're worried about Nelly Taylor, not just because of the pickoff attempt, but on the previous play, Ochoa, after fielding it, rifled it to second just in case Nelly decided to take the back. First pitch. And a throw to first again. First slide back in Nelly Taylor.
They're worried about him. And honestly, it's almost like a law of averages, right, Carter? Because Ant and Brooks both hit it to the hot corner. And then Nelly hits it to the hot corner. It's like law of averages. Well, if you give it to him every play, he's bound to mess up at some point, right?
Finally, the first pitch. He takes off. He misses outside. Throw, double clutch, and not nearly in time.
Yeah,
Caleb Farmer bobbled it, and no shot after that.
You stand no chance if you double clutch against Nelly Taylor Jr.
Yep. Well, they were so concerned, and he still swipes the bag. Counts 1-0. They were so concerned about him yesterday, they threw it away, and he got to third.
I think that is one of the most baller things in sports, when they're so worried about your speed on the base. Like, that's the Jaren Duran effect.
Call that a strike on Fraley, so it's 1-2, but a stolen bag for Alcantara.
Again, I go back to the two-out production.
Yeah, all weekend.
All weekend. That's winning baseball. Like, what do you do to win baseball games? Pitch well, hit with two outs, get runners on, and hit them in when they're in scoring position. And don't make mistakes defensively.
1-2. He swings and drubs it foul down the third base line. Fraley stays alive.
There's been some rocky moments. Nobody's perfect. You take you to the ninth yesterday. Five combined errors on Friday. Three of them, though, for the Fred Nats.
And
two for the Sox.
Two of them arguably either would have ended the game or you would have escaped a jam in which you wouldn't. One of them would have ended the game. The other one was in the top of the 10th, and the Sox would have escaped the top half of the frame unblemished. 1-2, lefty deals. He swings and pops it up foul down the first base line.
I think the biggest key, when it's all said and done, because the Sox have made some mistakes, Fredericksburg's made many. Every time the Fred Nats make a mistake, Salem has made them pay for it.
Sure.
And that's been the difference maker. That's what's won them this series to this point as they look for the sweep leading it 4-0. They make them pay. Can they do it again here?
1-2. He winds and fires. He swings and knifes it foul down the first baseline. Really good at bats as well across the board. Stanley Tucker, who's on deck at a 10-pitch AB, resulted in a run score and sac fly. This will be pitch number 6 to Freely Encarnacion. The 1-2. Lefty deals. Misses low and in. Deuces go wild as it evens up the count at 2-2. Off the second, Marvin Alcantara with an RBI single. The 2-2. Winds and fires. He swings. Grounds it left side. Ochoa again. Gloves. Throws to first. And it gets away at first from Pimentel. And a run will score. To second goes Fraley, and he stops there. 5-0 Salem on another E5.
That's crazy. Every single ball put in play, hit to the hot corner, and he's responsible for now 2 errors.
So five balls have been put in play this inning. And they've all been to Ochoa.
That's insane. I mean, that really is something.
And more so, too, I should focus on this, as Justin Lord comes out to have a conversation. They started with 2 groundouts.
Yeah.
Then an E5.
And to the hot corner.
Yes, and then a borderline RBI single. Could have gone either way. RBI single, E5. A play that Ochoa should have probably made.
Sure. Yeah.
And then he fields this one cleanly after botching 2 in a row, and he throws it away. Crazy.
Something's in his head a little bit here. You got to think he's thinking, please, hit it somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, Lord retreats back to the dugout. Fraley got the second on the throw, and it brings up Stanley Tucker with 2 down.
Well, Ochoa playing in the hot corner for the first time this series. He played at short yesterday and was not in there on Friday. It was Marcus Brown at third the last 2 nights.
Yes. Tucker 0-0. A sack fly back in the second. Off the second, Encarnacion. 2 runs already in. Throw there. Gets away into center. Fraley moving to third. Here's Vaquero's throw there. And it sails wide. Third error of the inning.
Crazy.
And he advances 90 feet.
Third error of the frame. I mean, they're shooting themselves in the foot. They're saying, here's the platter. Full of runs all weekend
it.
Long.
You take it.
You can have as many complimentary runs as you'd like.
Can Stanley Tucker take advantage?
And at the Sox credit, they have.
First pitch. He swings and chops it. Third base side foul. Nothing in one.
Ochoa might have been shivering his timbers there.
Well, it can be a mental thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
You make that first error.
Sports are so mental, man.
Yes.
They really are.
And, check that. I was about to say they changed the one to an error. Duh. No, there was just a third error just a minute ago.
Yeah.
Kickoff attempt. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Quickly 0-2.
I am a little surprised that Marv got an RBI single out of it, but we'll take it.
Yeah, he'll take it, too.
He'll take it.
I think all parties will take it except for the lefty signs on the bump.
Yeah, literally, because Ochoa
doesn't get an error,
yeah.
He gets an RBI single. Here's the 0-2. He swings, lines it left side, and Ochoa makes the grab for out number 3. I mean, they hit 6 balls at him. But the Sox get 2 runs, and they lead it 5-0. To the fourth we go in Salem. Sox up by 5. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth in Salem, 5-0. The Red Sox looking for the series sweep over the Fredericksburg Nationals. Ready to take it through the middle. Braves on equipment play duty, with the Red Sox having added on to what once was a 3-0 lead. Here is Mr. Giovanni Hayden.
Appreciate it, Carter. As you mentioned, 5-0 lead for the Sox. 3 runs in the second, 2 more in the third inning. Sox scored 2 on just 1 hit. 3 errors. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball gets all the way to the backstop. 2-2. McCarroll on Friday night went 0-3, was hit by a pitch in the eighth and was cut down on a ground out at second base as the leading runner. 6-5 the final on Friday. 7-6 the final last night. Sox looking for the sweep. Well on their way. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a knifer foul left side. 2 balls and 2 strikes. It stays for Christian Vaquero.
The other thing, too, is, like, it feels like every single time that Salem gets some momentum, they continue to build off of it. The whole weekend they've done that. It's just been a feel-good weekend of winning baseball here at the yard.
2-2. Fastball, cranked foul, right side, tailing into the seats. Vaquero elongating this at-bat. Noah Dean up to 50 pitches now today. He's thrown 29 strikes up to this point. The southpaw. Glancing to home plate. Deals the 2-2. Breaking ball runs high, and it's full at 3-2.
And you're at the middle of the order for the Fred Nets. So if you're Fredericksburg, you don't got to get all 5. You want to kind of chip away a little bit.
Payoff pitch on the way. Breaking ball misses high. Second walk of the night. And just the second base runner for the Fred Nats. Vaquero, a one-out base on balls. He takes first.
Yeah, and again, middle of the order. So if you can get 1 or 2, if you're Fredericksburg, I think you're feeling okay as you move in the middle frames. But if you're Noah Dean, you got a 5 spot offensively. You got to try and post some zeros here and kind of keep this Fred Nats offense at bay.
Here's Brandon Pimentel from the left side. Runner off of first. One gone. Lefty on lefty once more to pick off to first. In time, back on the plate is Christian Vaquero. Brandon Pimentel has been very solid against the Red Sox through, at this point, a week and a half. 273 hitter when facing the Red Sox with 6 hits. First pitch, check swing, didn't go on a fastball outside, 1-0. 9 total bases to his name, had a home run last time he was in town, 2 RBI, struck out just 3 times as well, stole a base, which is unconventional for his repertoire of ability. 1-0, and the first baseman check swings again, breaking ball down and away. It's 2-0. Pimentel, second in the league in RBI, has cooled down ever so slightly as of late for the red-hot Fred Nats rolling into Salem. 2 balls, no strikes, the pitch. Fastball gets all the way to the backstop to the left-hand side of the catcher, Rodriguez. A free base for Vaquero, and he goes about a third of the way between second and third before retreating back to second. Wild pitch awards a base for the Fred Nats, and now they have a runner in scoring position for the first time this afternoon.
Noah Dean. What I always like about him is he always has, to your point, the ability to get a swing and miss.
Yeah.
Which in any situation can benefit you, because if you need an out, I mean, that's always a great way to do so.
Need it here. 3 balls, no strikes, the offering. Here's a swing at a line drive right side, down for a base hit into right field. Vaquero waved around third. The throw in is cut off by Encarnacion. A run scores, and the Fred Nats are on the board. RBI single, Brandon Pimentel. It's a 5-1 ball game.
Well, you mentioned Brandon Pimentel, somebody who is second in the league in RBIs, as you just touched on, and just continuing to add on there with number 59 on the year. And for him,
again, you were talking about he's killing the Sox. Always just seems like he comes through the biggest situations, as here comes Juan Rivera, the pitching coach.
Juan Rivera out to have a word with Noah Dean. Dean's been sensational up to this point. Four strikeouts, just three base runners now, one hit, one run. It is earned. Walked two batters. Five hits for the Sox, one hit for the Fred Nats. Three errors for the Fred Nats has been what has plagued them up to this point. And to the credit of the Red Sox, their five hits have helped them to take advantage, no doubt. Now up to the dish, though, Nate Rombach, the designated hitter. He bats fifth. Did not play last time this Salem Red Sox would bring them within two games of the Fredericksburg Nationals for the lead in the Carolina League North, and just could go such a long way. It'd be a weekend you'd circle on the calendar if the winning baseball were to continue. No doubt about it. Two balls, two strikes. Runner off of first, 5-1 lead for the Sox. Here's the pitch. Ring him up, strike three. Got him with the 86-mile-an-hour breaking ball on the inside corner. Two gone, and Rombach sat down on strikes for the second time tonight. Noah Dean's got five.
I think it's important, too, to note that, you know, if the Sox win, they're two back, sure. But why it's so important this time of year with still a month and a half left to play is we don't know how much this roster is going to change over the next week and a half or so.
That could be for the better or for the worse.
Sure.
First pitch to Armando Cruz. He swings, lifts it just out of the infield right side. Popped up, foul territory. Encarnacion underneath it, and the first baseman snatches it for out number three. First bit of adversity that we've seen Noah Dean face today, and he gets in and out of the slightest of jams. RBI single, Brandon Pimentel. Red Nats on the board. It's 5-1. We go to the home half of four. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball in Salem.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of four on a Sunday afternoon in Salem. 5-1 lead for the Red Sox. The Fred Nats on the board for the first time today in the fourth, courtesy of an RBI single from Brandon Pimentel. The Red Sox ready to go 8-9-1 in the order. Framy De Leon, Gerardo Rodriguez in his single-A debut up for the second time, and then Nizan Zanatello at the top of the order. Framy De Leon digs in from the left side, had a double in the second inning, stole a bag, and ended up coming in to score as well. Lays down a bunt foul on the first pitch, and it's 0-1. New pitcher on the hill for the Fredericksburg Nationals, Matthew Ballenbacher, the 24-year-old righty, 6'1" out of Virginia Beach, Virginia, right here in this state. Here's the 0-1. Here's a swig at a chopper right side. Pimentel backs up. He gathers, underhands to Ballenbacher, the pitcher, for out number one. 3-1 if you're keeping it at home, and Framy is retired. 5-1 lead for the Sox, bottom of four, bottom of the order. For the second time tonight, Gerardo Rodriguez, the catcher. RBI single in an unconventional way, his first time up. He's batting 1,000, folks.
Listen to the walk-up, too.
Yes, sir. That's infield single to the left side. First pitch, a fastball eyed up high, misses the zone, 1-0. He was able to leg it out on a slow roller. down the left side, the 1-0. He swings, knifes it right side, through for a base hit. 2-for-2 for the newcomer. Gerardo Rodriguez with his second hit of the afternoon. A one-out single. The Sox in business again in the fourth, their sixth hit of the day.
It's got to feel so good. You come up to single A. He arrived during the game yesterday. And he's 2-for-2 to start his career with an RBI. And now you turn it back over to the top.
From the right side, Nazan Zanatello. First pitch to the 19-year-old, and he knifes it foul back to the deading. 0-1. Gerardo Rodriguez. Two base hits, an RBI. Have yourself a debut. He stands off of first base, 5-1 lead for the Sox, bottom of four. 0-1 to Nazan. Breaking ball misses downstairs, and the count even at a ball and a strike. Zanatello 0-for-2 today, a line out to center field, and a sharp grounder to short. Had the rest last night, back in the lineup, the 1-1. He swings, cranks it foul to his pull side, 1-2. Zanatello, another guy that we've talked about, Carter, looks every bit of the part of a big league baseball player.
He certainly does, and again, you mentioned this your last for his last AB. I'm going to do the... You smell a home run right here?
Yeah, he's due.
You see the...
1-2. Oh, he swings and he lines it to the gap right center field. It's not a home run, but it is down. A base hit. Rodriguez slips, retreats back to second, gets back in time as he rounded second and had to go back. Lost his footing, but is able to recover. Back-to-back base hits for the Sox. Very much so in business with one gone to the fourth.
Did you see the Pirates broadcast yesterday for Andrew McCutchen?
I did not.
They, about two pitches beforehand, were saying, I'm feeling a home run right here. They're playing the Phillies. They have the largest crowd that the Pirates have had in Pittsburgh since 2015, the last time they made the playoffs. Because the Pirates are in contention again for the first time in a while. Phillies are in town. A lot of Phillies fans there.
They still lead it 5-1. We go to the fifth. Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth on a Sunday afternoon in Salem, a 5-1 lead for the Sox. Looking to sweep the Fredericksburg Nationals in this shortened weekend set. On the other side, 7-8-9 due up for the Fred Nats. Everett Cooper III, Caleb Farmer, and Nate Ochoa to round out the batting order. New pitcher on the bump for the Red Sox. The day for Noah Dean has come to a close. And Connor Steinbaugh, the righty, now toes the rubber. Final line for Noah Dean. And, Carter, it was a good one. We've come to expect nothing less. Four innings, just one hit, one run. That all came in that last frame. Two walks, five strikeouts for Noah Dean. Steinbaugh stands in.
New haircut, too.
Yeah. He did cut a little bit off there. Had the long flow going on before. And now decided to change it up a little bit. Connor Steinbaugh. Been one of the more dependable bullpen arms for the Red Sox all year. The 25-year-old righty out of Georgetown, Illinois. Played his college ball at Akron. I'll tell you what, Akron is a school that it seems like everybody with this new college football video game, everyone's starting their rebuild with Akron. I'm going to have to ask Connor if he's doing much of the same. Here's Everett Cooper from the left side, first pitch. And a fastball's in there for a strikeout or half 0-1.
So we need to go down, and I know you really, really want to. So next week, when we have a little bit more time, as there's a, what is that?
Enormous bug.
Oh, jeez.
That is one of the largest insects I've ever seen.
I got
seen.
You. Here.
0-1. Tipped foul.
I'll take care of it.
0-2. Clark to the rescue here.
We got a paper towel here.
5-1 lead for the Sox. Top of the fifth inning. Everett Cooper calls time, and the bug has now left the broadcast booth.
No, but we need to. Whoopsie daisy. We need to go down to the clubhouse before a game next week and see. Need to make sure we can see who's playing the new video game down there.
Yeah.
I would imagine, because there's so much 2K and Madden, sure. Like, I would imagine that, and the show, of course, you're going to see the college football video game down there play quite a bit.
No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Cooper. Breaking ball misses downstairs. It's 1-2. Yeah, I mean, it seems as though everyone's starting their rebuild with Akron because it's one of those teams, right, where the uniforms are cool, but they're one of the lower prestige teams, the 1-2. Breaking ball in there for a strikeout or half. One gone. Picking up right where Noah Dean left off with a strikeout.
Yeah, and Steinball, I would imagine, probably has 3 or 4 in him, and then you may see one more arm to close it out, continuing, or just based on how the game goes, I should say. But you're in a good spot. 4-run lead. Noah Dean, to your point, just gave up one base hit. The RBI single off the bat of Brandon Pimentel, and now if you're Steinball, just trying to pick up where he left off.
First pitch to Caleb Farmer, a breaking ball in or half for a strike. It's 0-1. One gone, 5-1 lead for the Sox. Top of the fifth inning. Farmer so far today, he struck out swinging. One of 5 strikeout victims of Noah Dean. He lifts it foul back behind home plate. Quickly 2 strikes against Farmer. Ochoa in the 9-hole is on deck. 3 errors for the Fred Nats. The Sox have been crystal clear defensively. 0-2. Swing at a tipper. It falls in front of Rodriguez. Every single one hit to the hot corner. He had 2 5-3 putouts. He had a line out to end the frame. But an RBI single and 2 E5s, 3 total errors in the frame, helped the Red Sox jump in front with 3 runs in that inning.
Yeah, you're almost a little surprised that Nelly doesn't make the catch because he's so good out there.
First pitch to John McHenry, top of the order. Fastball misses outside, 1-0.
But once he got by him, I thought for a split second it was going to have a chance to be an inside the park home run, but it didn't trickle away far enough for him to score.
Sure. 1-0. Breaking ball misses high. 2-0.
Oh, so the wind's starting to whip here as well.
Towards us a little bit. Might keep the balls in the yard a little bit. Long look from Steinbaugh. Brings to the belt. Winds and fires. 2-0. Here's a swing and a ripper. High into the air. Right field. Underneath it, Nelly Taylor. Ranges in. Makes the catch for out number 3. Well, a triple for Nate Ochoa. Nothing to show for it. And the Fred Nats are sat down in 4. We go to the home half of 5. Here in Sydney.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Sports in Virginia.
Yeah, that's broken.
Snap in the court. Well, when I stood up just a minute ago.
2-1. Misses down and in. 3-1.
When I was like, oopsie daisy, I stood up and the cord, I stepped on the cord. I guess it was caught up on something down here. So when I stood up, it came out and part of that cord was busted.
So it's your fault. 3-1. He swings and ropes it right side. Fair ball gobbled up by Pimentel and he plants his left foot on first for out number 1.
You know, I'm okay to say it kind of was.
Well, as we speak, right now, live on the air, I'm ordering a new one.
How much is it?
$10.
Oh, okay.
But we need another one. No doubt. You have one at home, right?
I believe I have one at home.
We're going to need one. We're going to need one Tuesday. So that'll be a need to have situation. Marvin Alcantara from the right side. Breaking ball misses 1-0.
We could also run to Best Buy if we want to go ahead and get it.
I've tried. This is an Amazon only. The 1-0. Fastball called a strike outside corner 1-1. Yeah, I've tried to find this exact chord there. Granted, that was in Tallahassee, Florida.
I was with you. So was Tyler. It was the three of us.
1-1 on the way. He swings, rips it high into the air. Right field. Underneath it, Cox. Ranging three steps to his left. Makes a head-high catch out number two. Sox in front, 5-1. Offense is stalled out now just a little bit here in the fifth. Here's Freylan Encarnacion. From the right side, ready-on-ready matchup. Bollenbacher from the belt deals. He had a fastball in there, top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. I'll tell you what, it looks bizarre to see that 34 in a Nationals jersey, Carter.
It does. Well, last time for a day, it was Murphy Staley who was rehabbing from Wilmington.
Breaking ball misses downstairs, count 1-1.
And I believe he had to wear 34 for a day because something was wrong with his other uniform, I believe.
1-1. He swings, fists it into the air, straightaway center field. Underneath it, backing up Cooper, and the second baseman has it for out number three. Three up, three down to the fifth for the Sox. They lead it 5-1. We go to the sixth in St. Louis. Top of the sixth on a Sunday afternoon in Salem. 5-1 lead for the Sox. From the left side, Brenner Cox digs in. Connor Steinbaugh in his second inning of work for the Red Sox. The righty delivers, and a first pitch fastball runs low. 1-0. Brenner Cox, 0-1 with a walk today. He walked back in the first inning, stole second, was stranded there. Flew out to left field to lead off in the fourth. Here's the 1-0. Check swing, pitch misses down and away with a fastball, and it's 2-0. Well, in the first inning of work for Connor Steinbaugh and the Red Sox with his new haircut, sat him down in four, surrendered an RBI triple, pardon me, not an RBI, a triple to Nate Ochoa at the bottom of the order. Just a swing and a miss, breaking ball, 2-1. But he retired Everett Cooper, Caleb Farmer, and John McHenry. The two-hole hitting right fielder in Cox. 2-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Three balls and a strike.
5 homers, 30 RBI, and a .213 batting average for Brenner. Being out hit 7-2 are the Frednats, looking to avoid the sweep. The 3-1, breaking ball down and in, 5-pitch walk to lead her off in the sixth. You got to think, Carter, offense got to wake up here if you're the Frednats.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, you don't have to have all four back right here. But if you can get one or two, particularly if you can get it within two after the seventh, I think you feel okay because you're down 5-0. You get that run in the fourth on the Brandon Pimentel RBI single. And then now you start up this frame in the sixth with a walk. Middle of the order now for Fredericksburg. You got to bear down if you're Connor Steinbaugh.
From the left side, eyeing up a strike is Christian Vaquero on the outside corner, 0-1. The biggest contributor this weekend has been Elijah Green for the Frednats, and he is out of the lineup.
Correct.
This afternoon. Much deserved rest day. Runner takes off. 0-1. Check swing in the dirt. Throw down a second. Not in time. One hops into the glove of Zanatello. Stolen bag. Now runner in scoring position for the Frednats.
And again, they're making things happen on the base paths at times, too. That's the second stolen base of the day for Brenner Cox. Christian Vaquero can run as well. Turns around and hits from the left side. Gets the righty Steinbaugh. Still kind of trying to get things going this season after being so highly regarded.
1-1. Fastball swing and a miss. Got him high. 1-2.
Now, he did have a big hit here a couple weeks ago. The game that started that 13-2 stretch for the Frednats, Vaquero had that go-ahead RBI single in the ninth on that Friday.
1-2 to Vaquero. Fastball taken below the knees. 2-2. Kind of a sleepier crowd this afternoon.
Sure. Sunday afternoons. Or Sunday afternoons certainly can be a little sleepy for sure.
I've successfully ordered the cord that we need.
Well, I owe you $10.
2-2. No worries. Breaking ball down and in. 3-2.
I just stood up.
It happens. You know how many times many people have almost tripped on that thing?
I'll buy you a cookout on the way home.
No need for all that. No need for all that. 3-2 for Vaquero, the pitch. He swings, lifts it, foul territory, left side. I slept in today, so I got to go to the gym when we get home. I think if I have cookout before the gym,
you may explode.
I'm not going to feel very good.
Yeah.
5-1 lead for the Sox. Top of the sixth inning. 3-2. Nobody out. Runner off a second for Christian Vaquero. Here's the payoff pitch. He swings, rolls it slowly right side. Scooped up by Alcantara. Short throw to first in time. Runner moves to third. One gone.
Now Brandon Pimentel an opportunity. And the Red Sox are likely going to play the infield back here up by 4. Pimentel has the RBI single. Again, second in the league in RBIs. And I said it was his 59th RBI last time. I'm mistaken. He was at 59. And that was number 60. So just one of two guys in the Carolina League to have 60 ribbies. And another big chance here for the lefty.
Here's Brandon Pimentel on the left side. First pitch. He swings, chops it right side. Fair ball. Scooped up Encarnacion. Plants his right foot on first. Out number 2. RBI ground out. It's now 5-2.
RBI 61. Got 2 on the day, but the Red Sox will take it, and the Frednats will too. You get a run, but you definitely want to record the out if you're Salem. It's still a 3-run lead.
Nate Rombach, the designated hitter, batting 5th. Strikeout victim twice tonight. Numbers 2 and 5 on a 5-strikeout day for the lefty starter, Noah Dean. Steinbaugh now in his second inning of work. First pitch. He swings, lifts it high into the air, foul territory. Right side towards the tarp. And it's watched just into the front row of the seats by Encarnacion, 0-1. Boy, I think the wind took that a little bit. I thought for sure that it was staying in, and that's right where the wind is heading, that way, first base side. So an extra life here for Nate Rombach. 2 gone, nobody on. 5-2 game, trailing by 3 in the sixth. Steinbaugh from the belt, deals 0-1. And a fastball's in there, in her half for a strike. Strike number 2.
It's a good pitch there. Still just 2 hits on the day for the Frednats. Don't have a hit in the inning. One was the RBI single for Pimentel, and then the other was the triple off the bat of Nate Ochoa.
0-2. Swing and a miss. 83-mile-an-hour slider in the zone. Second strikeout for Steinbaugh. Sits him down in four once again at a six. The run scores on an RBI ground out, and it's 5-2. Bottom of six after this on a Sunday afternoon in Salem. Home half of the sixth on a Sunday afternoon in Salem. Sox looking for the weekend sweep. 5-2 lead. First pitch to Stanley Tucker, and he knifes it foul back behind home plate into the seats. It's 0-1. Stanley Tucker hitting in the seventh spot for the Sox. 7-8-9 due up. A sac fly for him back in the second. He lined out to the hot corner back in the third. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball misses downstairs, and the count evened up at a ball and a strike. Pitcher on the hill for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 22-year-old righty out of DeBary, Florida. Austin Amaral. His breaking ball misses once more, and the count now 2-1 for Stanley Tucker. 16th round pick out of Stetson College. The 2-1. He swings, lines it towards the gap, left center field, chasing after it Vaccaro, and the center fielder hauls it in for out number one.
Hit it well, but Stanley Tucker, sure he is now 0-2, does have the sack fly, but he's had a nice day to play from an AP standpoint. So is Framie De Leon, who's stepping up to the plate now. Still hitting from the left side, had that double early on from the right side of things, switch hitter, and a left field today for the Red Sox.
There's Framie De Leon from the left side, righty on lefty, first pitch, and a breaking ball misses high. The count now 1-0. De Leon today had the double and a stolen base back in the second. Came around to score. 1-0. Called a strike on the inner half. Evens it up 1-1. Boy, did he crank that double, too.
Yes,
over the head
he
of
did.
The center fielder, Vaccaro.
Going back all the way to the warning track, hopping up against the wall.
That was in straightaway center field. 1-1. He swings, rolls it hard on the ground, up the middle, backhanded by Cooper. Short throw to first is there for out number two. 4-3 if you're keeping it.
Gerardo Rodriguez now.
Yes, sir. Bottom of the order, Gerardo Rodriguez of his single-A debut is 2-for-2. Infield RBI single down the left side, back in the second, and then a base hit up the middle in the fourth. Can he keep the perfection going? Batting 1,000.
I love it.
At single A.
That's a nice.
First pitch. Breaking ball called a strike in her half. Watched it all day, 0-1.
I love when you just look up at the video board and you can see the 1,000 glaring at you. It's got to be such an unreal feeling.
It's pretty cool. 0-1. He swings, tags it on the ground, left side. It eats up Cruz and gets up over the shortstop's head. And Rodriguez is aboard.
probably an error. Nevertheless, he hit it hard.
Let's see the replay. MILB TV kind of got a tough hop.
100 off the bat. What do you think, Carter?
It's a tough hop. They do give it an E6 on Amundo Cruz. Yeah, I would say that's the right call on that one.
I agree. Top of the order, Nizan Zanatello. First pitch.
Another unearned run, but the Red Sox taking advantage of the opportunities given. And Nizan a single, Antonio Anderson single up the middle. And now an opportunity for more damage with Brooks Brannon.
Here's Brooks Brannon from the right side. I'm very curious. Now, the database, Carter, I do not believe updates. Yeah, I don't believe it updates as accurately as up to the second, so to speak. I think it goes in after the game. Because I'd like to figure out, situationally, this weekend, at this point in time, because today they've done it very well, what the Sox are hitting with two outs.
It's up there all weekend long.
First pitch, and Brannon swings and misses through a breaking ball, 0-1.
That will be a storyline coming into Tuesday's game.
Yes.
What the Red Sox did this past weekend with two outs.
Looking for the sweep, the 0-1. Lifts it to the net, 0-2.
But again, like, it just kind of feels like, yeah, the Red Sox stole one on Friday. But Salem has outplayed Fredericksburg all weekend long.
Yes.
And this Fred Nets team came in playing as hot as you possibly could play. And out of the All-Star break, something's clicked with Salem. Hopefully at the right time.
Amaral deals, 0-2. He swings, lifts it high into straightaway center field. Vaccaro, three steps to his left. Head high catch, out number three. Well, Brooks has hit a couple of them hard, but unfortunately not hard enough. Sox strand runners on first and second, but Antonio Anderson delivers. An infield single scores a run, and the Sox are back on the board again. They lead it 6-2. We go to the seventh. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball right here. That's it. Top of the seventh in Salem, 6-2 lead for the Red Sox. Two up on the other side for the Fred Nats. It's 6-7-8. Armando Cruz is in, and the first pitch, he ducks away from a fastball high and in. The count now 1-0. Connor Steinbaugh still on the bump for the Sox, entering now his third inning of work, coming in for the starter Noah Dean, who was lights out. One hit, one run throughout four innings. Fastball down and away, and the count now 2-0 for Armando Cruz. Two pop-outs today. To the first base side for Armando Cruz, uncharacteristic of the young shortstop, batting sixth. He raises the bat above his right shoulder. Steinbaugh ready, kicks and deals the 2-0. Breaking ball misses high, and Armando Cruz is ahead. Three balls, no strikes.
Yeah, definitely want to pound the zone here through Connor Steinball. Nobody loosening up in the Salem bullpen, so this is Steinball's game for now, it seems like.
Sox got theirs back. They allowed a run in the top of the sixth. There's the 3-0. Get me over, strike pierces the inside corner, 3-1. Surrendered a run in the sixth after a walk and an RBI ground out from Brandon Pimentel, and then got it back. And E6 helped out, and then Antonio Anderson drove in Gerardo Rodriguez with an RBI single, 3-1. Breaking ball taken high and away, ball four on five pitches. Leadoff walk for Armando Cruz.
By the way, we were talking about, just want to say this now, we were talking about Tyler Katz earlier with, yesterday we were talking about him being a big Florida Panthers fan. And today he was texting us some stuff about the game and everything. And this is Tyler's last game as the public address announcer.
Yes.
Here in Salem.
Spent a great last season with Tyler. Fastball misses high and away. The count 1-0. And, of course, you and I go to school with him.
Sure. So Tyler was here last year as one of the voices of the Salem Red Sox. And now he is actually just texted us just now. 5-for-14 today with two outs. So the Salem Red Sox.
There you go. Pick off over to first. Head first slide for Everett Cooper. 5-for-14. You'll take that.
Did the Sox with you last season in 2023 and was doing the public address this year and is ridiculously good at doing that. Very talented broadcaster as well.
Pick off to first. Head first slide for Cooper. I'd have to agree with you there.
Starting a new chapter in his life. I don't want to give it away because I don't know if
public. Yeah,
he's made it public yet, but going to start something new this year and
we're
excited
happy
to see what he does.
1-0 to Cooper. Runner takes off. Fastball misses high. Throw down to second. Not in time. I'll tell you what. It was a good throw, but it was just a little too far to the opposing side of Nizan Zanatello, and he didn't have enough time to swipe across and get the tag in time. Probably the best throw we've seen, though, from behind home plate from Rodriguez today on the third attempt. Nearly third time's the charm. The first
absolutely.
Two, one hopped into the mitt of Zanatello, and that one he got there, no doubt. The 2-0, there's a swing at a liner, left field, going back De Leon, and framing makes the catch on the run towards the warning track. Hurls it into third, nobody moves. Mm. What a play by Framing De Leon, really robbed an extra base hit.
Yeah, really good play by Framing De Leon.
He's playing a great left field.
He has. Coming up against the track, and that ball's tailing away from him as well. That's what's not really talked about with a play like that. Here's the replay on MILB TV. He's got a tailing away, had to move to his right, and adjusted well, and camped under it still with space to make the catch.
From the right side, Caleb Farmer, runner off of second, one gone. 6-2 game, Sox in front. The pitch. Check swing, called a strike, breaking ball outer half. Caleb Farmer today, a strikeout swinging, and then I scored it a flyout to the second baseman,
yep.
Marvin Alcantara, because he caught it. Straightaway center field, probably about 45 feet from second base. The 0-1, check swing, misses down and away, and the count even to the ball and a strike.
You know, that brings up the point the other day. So when the Frednats brought in five infielders in the ninth, or the 10th rather, with Nathaniel Utsin at the plate, with the game on the line, tied at five, winning runs at third. They brought in five infielders.
1-1. Here's a swing and a ripper. Straightaway center field to his right, Tucker. He camps out, makes the catch, hurls it into third. Throw is slightly off target from Anderson and a head first slide on the tag up for Cruz. It's the second out. The runner advances 90 feet away from cutting the lead in half. It's 6-2, Sox in front. And we go to the bottom of the order, Nate Ochoa, who tripled last time up.
But, yeah, they brought in five infielders. Brenner Cox, who was playing right on Friday, played just to the left of the second base bag, and it shifted at the time. It was Sammy Infante playing second, more so to the hole. Say that ball was chopped to Brenner Cox, and there was a play at the plate, it would have been a 9-2 putout.
First pitch to Ochoa. Breaking ball finds the zone, 0-1.
On what would have been a routine ground ball to second.
Crazy.
So it's funny when you, again, like, back when, just a couple years ago, when you could shift like crazy in Major League Baseball, the putouts were crazy.
0-1. Breaking ball gets off the mitt of Rodriguez to the backstop. Cruz scores. And it's 6-3 on a wild pitch. You wish you had that one back.
Yeah. Yeah, that just kind of clanked out the side of his glove. But, yeah, no, when you were shifting back in Major League Baseball, like when they would play the third baseman in the hole, like in shallow right field, you get a slow roller or what would have been a base hit to right, and it would have been a 5-3 put out. I always thought that would have been interesting. That was, you know, they kind of outlawed the shift a little bit before our broadcasting days.
1-1. Fastball down and away. 2-1. Well, that 5-for-14, by the way, this number almost sounds more impressive. Sox hitting 357.
Yeah.
With two outs today.
And that's just today.
That's
too.
Just today. It's probably even better Friday. 2-1. He swings, chops it left side, and it gets past the glove of Nizan Zanatello. It was that in-betweener. Just to the left of the second base bag, Zanatello couldn't get there. Two-out single.
Hit number three on the day for the Fred Nats. Ochoa has two of them. Triple and a single now. And now you're to the point where it's a one-run game. It actually makes you feel better, too, that he may be single because of the wild pitch. But a one-run game, or excuse me, a three-run game. If McHenry goes yard here, we got a one-run game in the seventh. And this is kind of a dangerous spot for the Fred Nats.
McHenry eyes up a fastball upstairs, ball one.
And I say the Fred Nats, dangerous spot for the Red Sox because you're at the top of the order for the Fred Nats with McHenry, Cox, and Christian Vaquero. Got to keep this right here where you're at.
Sure.
Keep this a three-run game.
McHenry stands from the left side. Runner off of first. Two gone. 6-3 lead for the Sox. The 1-0. Runner takes off. Pitch misses down and in. Throw down to second. This time they did get him. Fourth time's the charm for Rodriguez. A strike. Zanatello the tag. And that ends the inning. We go to the home half of seven. Sox in front 6-3 on a Sunday afternoon in Salem. Well, we're throwing T-shirts here to start out the bottom of the seventh inning. 6-3, the Red Sox in front of the Nationals. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you on MILB TV and MILB.com. 4-5-6, due up for the Sox. Looking for some insurance and looking to secure the sweep over the top team in the Carolina League, winning all three games this weekend. Fresh out of the All-Star break, the Sox playing their best baseball. Nelly Taylor, Marvin Alcantara, and Fraley Encarnacion all set to dig in. And everybody's been on board today. Nelly Taylor and Alcantara both have hits. Marv's got two of them.
Yes, he does. RBI single as well. So you're in that middle of the order. If you can maybe tack on one or two here and answer that run, that's big time.
First pitch, and Nelly Taylor takes a breaking ball downstairs. It's 1-0.
I will say I'm happy with our T-shirt performance today. We all four of them hit somebody, essentially. Not hit somebody like hit them. I'm talking like they caught it.
Got where you intended.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. 1-0 to Nelly Taylor. He swings, lifts it back towards us just above our head. That's as close as we've had all year.
I can hear it right above us.
Thudding up on the rooftop. That was cool.
I don't know why I stuck my hand out. That I think I would have regretted it. If it
I think that would have hurt a little bit. One ball, one strike for Nelly Taylor. Amaral delivers 1-1. He swings, rips this one to right field. One step out, then back in for Cox, and he catches it for out number one.
Will Cole, our director of field operations, was down there flagging down a T-shirt, trying to get it to
Did you get him one?
I did. He was on the very front row behind home plate. Hit him in the hands and was able to give it off to a fan down there that I think he was hoping to get one for.
Here's Marvin Alcantara from the right side. Righty on righty, first pitch. He swings, rips it left side, right into the glove of Nate Ochoa, the third baseman, for out number two. Wake up.
Line out to third. Ochoa's been busy today. A lot of balls hit his way.
Well, he was up to task that time, despite two errors from the hot corner. Here's Encarnacion, first pitch. Skips in the dirt, 1-0. Fraley hitless today, was aboard with an error in E5. One of two E5s and three total errors in the third inning. He's also popped out and grounded out, 1-0. He swings, hits it off the hands, high into the air, straight away center field, chasing in Vaquero, and he calls off Cooper at second to make the catch for out number three. Three up, three down in the seventh. We go to the eighth. Sox in front, 6-3 in Salem. Top of the eighth inning on a Sunday in Salem. 6-3 lead for the Sox. Looking for the sweep over the weekend against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Ready to take you the rest of the way home on the play-by-play before the Monday break. Mr. Carter Hill. Carter.
Thank you, Mr. Giovanni. Gator, appreciate you there. Top of the eighth in Salem. Luis Talavera, the new pitcher, on the bump. First pitch is a misser low and inside. And the count starts at 1-0. John McHenry, Brenner Cox, Christian Vaquero, 1-2-3 at the top of the Fredericksburg Nationals order. Talavera the righty, winds and fires, squares around a bunt, pulls back. It's a check, no, an appeal down the first, I should say, as Pedro Powell says he did not go. And it shifts the count to 2-0. So Talavera so far this year, 0-1, 4.82, 2-0, wave and a miss. Moves the count to 2-1. 4.82 ERA. This is his eighth appearance at the single A level. 9 1/3 innings pitched. 6 strikeouts on the year. 2-1. Misses low and away. And it's 3-1. 5 walks as well for Talavera. Made one scoreless appearance in the FCL coming off of injury before coming to Salem. Pitch misses low and outside. And a 5-pitch walk. So John McHenry at the top of the order leads off the frame with a base on balls. He's now 0-for-3 with a walk, and here's Brenner Cox, who has walked twice today. 0-for-1, 2 walks, and a flyout from the left side. Talavera from the stretch, that little hitch motion as well. First pitch, misses low and inside. Slider low and in, and the count starts at 1-0. 6-3, the Red Sox on top. 3 runs in the second, 2 runs in the third. Made it 5-0. The Fred Nats then got one in the fourth. 1-0. Just misses low and in. 2 balls, no strikes. Frednett's got one in the fourth, one in the sixth, and then the Red Sox get one back on an Antonio Anderson RBI infield single. Makes it 6-2. 2-0 from the letters. Swing and a miss. Moves the count to 2-1. Fredericksburg does get a run back, though, in the top of the seventh. Made a Choa RBI single. And now trying to cut into this three-run deficit. Six outs to work with. 2-1. Just misses high and in. And it shifts the count to 3-1. Well, a leadoff walk, and now down in the count 3-1 to Brenner Cox. Not exactly the situation you want to be in if you're Luis Talavera. 3-1. And it misses low and in. A five-pitch walk on back-to-back batters. And just like that, first and second, nobody down for Christian Vaquero. So two free passes, and Vaquero in the three-hole. Will stand in from the left side, serving as the tying run. As Gerardo Rodriguez will come out and have a quick conversation. Vaquero today 0-2 with a walk. Off the second, John McHenry, he walked to lead off the frame. Brenner Cox a walk as well. Nobody loosening up in the St. Louis bullpen. So this is Luis Talavera's frame for now. Christian Vaquero, 10th best prospect in the Nationals organization. First pitch, rocks and fires. He swings and lines it foul, third base side. Count starts at 0-1. Noah Dean got the start for Salem, and he pitched well again for the Red Sox. Four innings, a one-run ball, and then Connor Steinball in relief. A one. Swing and a tipper into the bit of Rodriguez, and it's 0-2. Connor Steinball, three innings of two hit, two run ball, one was earned, two walks and two strikeouts. Luis Talavera gets the eighth and quite potentially the ninth. The 0-2, kicks and deals, and he takes it low and away. Shifts the count to 1-2. Brandon Pimentel is on deck. Nine hits on the day for the Red Sox. The Frednats just with three. But they've been at key times. Four errors for Fredericksburg as well. 1-2. In the dirt it goes. And it evens up the count at 2-2. Talavera again was banged up to start the season. Spent some time in Salem, not only in 2022, but pitched in 28 games in 23 here as well. 4.83 ERA. The 2-2. First and second, nobody down. He curls and unfurls, and he swings and pops it up right behind home plate. Rodriguez gives it a look. In foul ground. Does he have room? He does. He makes the catch at high for out number one. That is a big timeout for Luis Talavera.
Huge. Needed it if you're the Sox. Again, you're trying to. This game is closer than it appears. You're one swing away from a tie ball game right now.
Oh, and Brandon Pimentel can do some damage. He digs in from the left side. Starting first baseman is 1-for-3 with a single, a bounce out, and a fly out. Six homers on the year, 61 ribbons. First pitch, and he takes a strike. Inside corner, right below the belt, and it's 0-1. Pimentel in the leadoff, or the cleanup spot, rather, for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Nate Rombach on deck. The 0-1. He swings, fisted up the middle. Zanatello on a hop. Will race to second for one. Throw to first. It's there for the double play. And what a big one it is. Designs Zanatello moving to his left. Scoops it out of the turf. Steps on second. Throw to first. And a big time. 6-3. DP. To the home half of the 8th we go in Salem. 6-3. The Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Home half of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-3, the Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals in game three of this three-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox, as the Red Sox look for the series sweep as Stanley Tucker steps in from the right side. First pitch from Merrick Baldo as he winds and fires, and he misses low and in as the count starts at 1-0. 7-9 it goes. Tucker, Ramy De Leon, and Gerardo Rodriguez, who is 2-for-3 in his single-A debut. 1-0, he rocks and fires. Just misses low and away. Moves the count to 2-0. Merrick Baldo, former 17th round pick in 2023. 0-1, 3.89 ERA. 2-0. Misses low and away. Quickly 3-0. 29th appearance. Has 5 saves. 34 2/3 innings pitched. 42 Ks. 3-0. And he takes it high and away. Just like that, a 4-pitch walk to lead off the frame. And here's Framie De Leon. Strikeouts for Baldo. And it's interesting to see him start off the frame with a 4-pitch walk, because he just has now 12 on the year. The strikeout-to-walk ratio is very, very good. Here's De Leon from the left side. He's 1-for-3 on the day. First pitch. He takes a strike in her half. Right at the belt, and it's nothing in one. A double for Framie. He also flew out and bounced out, playing left field tonight for the Red Sox. Throw to first. Not in time. Head first slide back in there. Stanley Tucker. Two up for Fredericksburg in the ninth. Nate Rombach, Armando Cruz, and Everett Cooper the third. The 0-1. He swings, smacks it up the middle. Charging Cruz, steps on second, throw to first, and that's an easy 6-3 double play for the first and second outs of the frame. It hit off the side of the mound, but Cruz played it perfectly. And by the time he fielded it, he was basically on second base. Here's the replay, MILB TV. Yeah, off the mound. He fielded it legitimately on top of the bag at second. And the third to first was there for the second out. Here's Gerardo Rodriguez. 2-for-3, first pitch. He swings, smacks it up the middle. It's down for a base hit. 3-for-4 debut, Gerardo Rodriguez. And he's got a two-out single.
How about that for the young fella?
Sends us back to the top of the order for Nizan Zinatello. That is the 10th hit on the day for the Red Sox. The Fred Nets have just 3. First pitch, taken for a strike at her half. Count starts at nothing and one. Nizan quietly has had a good day. 2-for-4, a fly out, a bounce out, and 2 singles. 0-1. Check swing, and he went around. Little excuse me swing on the slider, and it's nothing and two. Just in case Antonio Anderson waits on deck. He's the third baseman. Off of first, Rodriguez. Here's the 0-2. He swings and spikes it foul, third base side. Zinatello stays alive. 6-3, the Sox on top, bottom of the eighth in Salem. Salem looking for a 3-game sweep over the first place Fred Nats. The 0-2, swing and a miss. He got him strike 3. Zinatello K's, and to the home half, or to the top of the ninth, rather, we go in Salem. 6-3, the Sox on top. The Fred Nats down to their final 3 outs. Can the Sox close it out? We'll find it out on the other side of this break. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV. Thank you. ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 6-3, the Salem Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals as the Sox are three outs away from a three-game sweep. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, it has been a fun one on this Sunday afternoon as with a victory, the Red Sox are just two back of first in the Carolina League North. Final cracks for the Fred Nats. 5-6-7 goes in the order. Nate Rombach, Armando Cruz, and Everett Cooper III. Luis Talavera back on the bump, looking for the six-out save. Rombach is 0-for-3. Three strikeouts on the day. First pitch, and he takes it low and in. Count starts at 1 and out. This is Talavera's inning. Nobody warming up in the bullpen. Rombach, the designated hitter. The 1-0. Swing and a miss through a slider. It's 1-1. The Red Sox with a win. They've won three in a row out of the break. Secure the sweep with the Mudcats coming to town. 1-1. In the dirt it goes, and it moves the count to 2-1. And arguably, even though a three-game series, one of the statement series victories of the year for the Red Sox. The 2-1. Winds and fires. Swing and a tipper. Into the mitt of Rodriguez, and it's 2-2. 6-3, Salem on top. Nate Rombach at the dish. Luis Talavera peers in. 2-2. In the dirt it goes, and it's 3-2. Gerardo Rodriguez in his single-A debut is 3-for-4 with an RBI infield single. He's been one of many storylines here today. 3-2, kicks and heels, swing and a miss, he got him, strike three. A big time K for Luis Talavera, and there's one down. So Nate Rombach has the golden sombrero. He's 0-for-4 with four Ks, three swinging, and one looking as well. Brings up Armando Cruz, the Fred Nats down to their final two outs. First pitch. He swings and chops the right side. Charging out Contra. Gloves. Throws across the first. And there's out number two. He fielded it on the short hop. What a play by Marv. And quickly two up, two down. As the Fred Nats are down to their final punch. Leaves it up to Everett Cooper III. Second baseman for the Fred Nats. He's 0-for-3. A bounce out, a flyout, and a strikeout. First pitch. Taken high and away, and the count starts at 1-0. What a win this would be for the Red Sox. The 1-0. There's a strike in her half. Slider at the knees, and it's 1-1. Luis Talavera, two strikes away. The 1-1. Low and inside. Two balls and a strike. Looking for his first save of his professional career. The 2-1, blown away. Three balls and a strike. Just in case, Caleb Farmer awaits on deck. The starting catcher. The 3-1, he swings and tips it foul. First base side. And the count runs full. The Fred Nats are down to their final strike. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Sox lead it 6-3. And time is called. Luis Talavera, the 22-year-old from Venezuela, looking for his first professional save. The 3-2. He kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. He got him, strike three. And that's a sweep for the Red Sox. Cue up Dirty Water. They win it 6-3. The Salem Red Sox sweep the first-place Fredericksburg Nationals in a three-game set, and they're now just two back of first place in the Carolina League North. What a series here in Salem. Luis Talavera shuts the door. Gerardo Rodriguez in his single-A debut goes 3-for-4 with a ribby single, and the Red Sox are going home winners on this Sunday afternoon in Salem. Well, for everybody to the room, in the room to my right, for our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, his assistant, Will Howell, for my broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill. saying so long from Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Sox are back in action Tuesday evening against the Carolina Mudcats at 7 o'clock here in Salem. We're on the air at 6:40. So still 6 more coming here in town later this week. Until then, have a great evening, everybody, and we'll talk to you in 2 days.